This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. In the last half hour, Britain's Queen Elizabeth II has died. AP correspondent Karen Chames reports on Her Majesty's death.
A link to the almost vanished generation that fought World War II, Queen Elizabeth II was the only monarch most Britons have ever known. On Elizabeth's 21st birthday, almost 5 years before she became Queen, she made a promise to the people of Britain and the Commonwealth.
I declare before you all that my whole life, whether it be long or short, shall be devoted to your service and to the service of our great imperial family to which we all belong.
It was a promise she kept across more than seven decades. Speaking on September the 9th, 2015, the day she became the longest reigning monarch in Britain's history, surpassing Queen Victoria, the Queen confessed that a lot had happened over her 63-year and 7-month reign thus far.
Inevitably, a long life can pass by many milestones. My own is no exception.
She is survived by 4 children, 8 grandchildren, and 12 great-grandchildren. Karen Chames, London.
Reactions from around the world are pouring in. Canada's Prime Minister Justin Trudeau said the Queen was a constant presence in our lives and her service to Canadians will forever remain an important part of our country's history. French President Emmanuel Macron said in a statement on Twitter that Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth II has embodied the British nation's continuity and unity for over 70 years. And former UK Prime Minister Gordon Brown said, Queen Elizabeth II served this country to the last. I offer my sincere condolences to the royal family. This is VOA News. Donald Trump's former advisor, Steve Bannon, was charged with fraud Thursday over a scheme that misappropriated millions of dollars donated for the construction of a wall between the United States and Mexico. The popular ideologue, who was closely involved in Trump's rise to the American presidency, turned himself in earlier in the day to face the charges in the U.S. state of New York. Standing outside a prosecutor's office, he accused the judiciary of persecuting him. Bannon and a nonprofit organization called We Build the Wall were charged with money laundering, conspiracy, and fraud over what prosecutors said was a year-long fundraising scheme that netted more than $15 million from donors based on false promises. The Biden administration is making a show of force in Europe as it boosts aid for Ukraine. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Its top diplomat is in Kyiv, its defense chief in Germany, both announcing major new military aid for Ukraine and other nations whom Russia is threatening. On an unannounced visit to the Ukrainian capital, Secretary of State Antony Blinken said the administration has told Congress it intends to give $2 billion in long-term financing to 19 nations most potentially at risk of Russian aggression. Earlier at a German airbase.
The war is at another key moment.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin announced a $675 million package of heavy weaponry for Ukraine. The U.S. has now allotted more than $15 billion in aid to the country since President Biden took office. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Another U.S. congressional delegation is visiting Taiwan as tensions with China remain high over its claims to the self-governed island. AP correspondent Lisa Dwyer reports.
Another U.S. congressional delegation is visiting Taiwan as tensions with China remain high over China's claims to the island. A steady stream of U.S. visitors have met with Taiwanese officials in Taiwan since U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi visited last month. China, in response, has stepped up military harassment of Taiwan, sending warships, warplanes, and drones towards the island daily. The delegation met with Taiwan's president, who said the visit conveys rock-solid support for Taiwan from the U.S. Congress. Florida Democrat Stephanie Murphy said deepening economic relations with Taiwan is one of the most important things Congress can do right now, particularly by pushing for a trade agreement with Taiwan. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
And recapping our top story within the last half hour, Britain's Queen Elizabeth II has died. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.